Labor Day weekend. It's the last big travel holiday of the summer. And AAA estimates the vast majority of people, 91%, are traveling by car today. Tens of thousands will make part or all of their trip on I-85. It stretches from Virginia to Alabama, linking the major cities of the Southeast like a strand of pearls. Tourists rule the road on holidays. But the true rhythm of I-85 is best felt on a normal day, say a Wednesday, from a truck stop like this one at Exit 71 in Salisbury.
My name is Tony Moffrey. I'm assistant manager here at Wilco 364. 12 o'clock lunchtime, it's madness here. I mean, it's insane busy. And then it slowly starts to slow down as the day goes on.
It's mostly truckers. They ease their enormous trailers into the parking lot and hop out for a snack to stretch stiff legs. Evenings, they line up for one of the showers back behind the soda case.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are busy shower nights. Guys are home on the weekend, then they head out. Monday or Tuesday, stop for a shower. Wednesday, Thursday, stop for a shower. Thursday, Friday, they're back home.
And on the road again come Monday. I-85 has helped make Charlotte a major trucking hub. Some 300 trucking firms in the region employ more than 30,000 people. But long before I-85 was built in the 60s, the same route was a trading path for American Indians. White traders and trappers came later, carrying beaver pelts to suit the latest trend among European settlers, the top hat. Today, the haul is more varied.
Plastic planters for big trees.
Brand new furniture.
Pet food.
Empty DVD cases.
Paint. You know, supplies, ladders, and some brushes and stuff like that.
Right now I'm hauling grape juice, apple juice, and one other thing I can't remember. I think it's water.
Since the 60s, all of that kind of stuff has come to the region by truck, for the most part. Before that, it was by railroad, which was finished in the 19th century and followed the same old trading path, bringing with it new industry and career opportunities for farmers and mill workers.
My daddy was a railroad man. Mm-hmm. He started out as a young boy.
This is James Worth Mullis, age 74, born and raised right near Salisbury. That railroad job was a big step up for his dad. But something new was making its way down the old trading path when Mullis came of age. I-85 brought him a career on the road.
I drove for Carolina Freight for 30 years. It was a good life, good paying job. You'd be surprised the money I made.
Decades later, it's the same story for the truckers who file into the gas station off Exit 71. The open road has its allure, but most say they drive for the money, which could be $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year, depending on how much you drive.
I started driving a truck to make extra money to take care of my kids.
Joyce Davis has stopped for coffee today. She taps a packet of cream into her mug.
When you're a single mom, I never got my full education, so driving truck was more money than you would make at a convenience store, department store, or whatever. So that's what I done.
Before the night's through, she'll get to Atlanta and then come halfway back before curling up in the small sleeping compartment behind her truck's cab. 2 to 3 times a week, she drives down from Virginia with merchandise for a department store. Carlos Velasquez makes the same trip so often now, he doesn't even notice the most famous landmark on I-85. But he sure remembers the first time he saw that water tower painted like a blushing peach just outside Gaffney, South Carolina.
I was laughing. Your mom, you don't want to hear this.
I want to hear it. Tell me.
Well, you see the the first time when I saw, I said, wow, look like a white guy butt.
Nowadays, trucks passing by that giant peach are as likely to be carrying parts for the nearby BMW factory as they are local produce. And the drivers are as likely to tune into satellite radio as talk on a shortwave system from the old days. The trucks pulling into the stop on Exit 71 are tricked out with laptops, wireless internet, and flat-screen TVs.
Out here in the parking lot, it's like a sardine can full of trucks. At about 8:15 at night. And you can hear the rumble of their engines keeping the cabs air-conditioned for the drivers who are sleeping or watching TV or just taking the mandatory break. I met one guy today who spends his free time making videos he posts on YouTube.
Hi, I'm Rob Wilson. I take my tripod and set it up in the truck and take bungee cords and so it's secure. Then I mount my camera on top.
Most of his videos are day-in-the-life type music montages. Shots of him sleeping in the truck, shuffling into the convenience store with messy hair on his way to take a shower, eating in diners, thinking out loud on long, straight stretches of road.
So I picked up a shipment of Kodak machines, you know, the ones you see in Walmart and drugstores.
His videos usually get a few hundred hits, mostly from other truckers who also post to YouTube. And that's enough to make him feel a little less isolated. As a kid, dreaming of life on the road, he never imagined the loneliness that would drive him to talk to his camera like it's a passenger.
Well, where am I going now? How about Asheville, North Carolina, to Duluth, Minnesota? Just another little gravy run.
Occasionally, he'll actually cross paths in real life with another YouTube trucker. They use Twitter and Facebook to keep tabs on each other. But often the clock is running, so there isn't time to pull into a rest stop and catch up. All they can do is run together for a while, down a familiar stretch of I-85, pulling up side by side for a quick wave as the rhythm of the road rumbles on.